Good Acting Gospel. We will be talking about Facebook.
Welcome to our place. We call it House C. We call it House C. House C Production Gospel is on the air. We play all styles of music right here for you. Interviews, flash talk, we talk about anything that affects the human being. Right here on House C, House C Production Gospel. Give us a call, give us a call. We will talk about whatever is on your mind. Special guests, special time, CD release, whatever you have, we will be right here for you on House C, House C, House C Production Gospel. House C Production Gospel. All types of melodies. We will write a melody just for you. We will write a melody just for you. Give us a call. Now, on to our very special guest tonight on House C Production Gospel.
All right,
let's get right to it. 8 ways to increase engagement on Facebook. 8 ways to increase engagement on Facebook. We want to thank thegospelsource.com for this information. It's more than entertainment, and that is so true about Facebook and what's taking place there. Some good information rolling across the marquee here on The Gospel Source. If you want to check out The Gospel Source, just go to www.thegospelsource.com. We thank them for this information here that we're about to impart to you on House C Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Let's take a look at what they are saying. There are a number of reasons individual artists and businesses might wish to use Facebook to build an audience, whether it's to boast social popularity, entrepreneur, a business, or band. Taking some basic steps can significantly help increase visibility on Facebook, according to the Huffington Post. Engaging people on social media websites such as Facebook can help you drive web traffic to your website and build your reputation within the online community. As of January 2013, Facebook has 1 billion users. 219 billion photos have been uploaded, and there have been 140.3 billion friends connection. the average age of a user is 22 years old. Clearly, Facebook is not going anywhere, and although my teens hardly use it anymore, many of us visit the site daily. And I like to inject here, I do also, and I'm on it every day. In fact, I'm on it right now. From a business purpose, engagement is more important than fans. You can have 1,000 fans, but if only two people are interested with, are interacting with you, very few people will see your post on their feed. Take a look at the number of fans you have on your Facebook business page. Now note how many people are talking about this. Your goal should be to increase the talking about number. Okay. It goes on to say, last year Facebook introduced EdgeRank, also known as newsfeed, algorithm or why you see what you see on your newsfeed. It is important to understand how it works because it makes an impact on how many people see your page. Brittany Barty, a social media marketing professional, explains it simply. The more your fans like, comment, share, or click through on your post, the more often they will see your post in their feeds. How about that? Have you noticed you tend to see posts from the same people in your news feed? It's probably the people you interact with most. For your business's page to show up in more people's feed, you should improve the engagement by mixing up your posts. All right now. Here are the eight items that we were talking about before. Eight ways to increase engagement on Facebook. You are on Facebook now, choir, church, pastor, group, singer, artist, whoever you are. You are on there, so it's best to maximize your effort while you're there. Here are a few ideas for increasing engagement. According to a study by Social Code, the best time to post on Facebook is after 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Friday. What is the best time to post? After 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Number two, ask questions, find out more about your fans. Ask questions, find out more about your fans. Number three, post photos. It is the most popular type post. Number four, use quotes from books you love. Change the cover photo regularly. It's more fun and keeps people engaged. Graphics from Pinterest. Just make sure you give credit to the creditor. That's what we do here. Post short thoughts or comments. Posts that are 5 to 10 words perform best. Number one now. We're going to do the last one first, then we'll go back to number one. I hear fill in the blank gets lots of engagement. I have not tried it myself yet, but seems like fun. Let's go back to the very first one. According to the study now by Social Code, the best time to post on Facebook is after 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. Remember that. Okay. As we go down and close out the article, we're going to go back with some good music for you as well. The most popular type of post is text only, short, funny thoughts one. The least popular are updates with links and add links sparingly, only when you need their attention to have to call to their attention. Only when you need their attention or have to call to action. It's important to be selective about this link as you added that they are at least effective in promoting engagement. This is very important. Listen now. The most important type of post is text only, short, funny, thoughtful ones. The least popular are updates with links. That's my downfall. I post a lot of links. As a link sparingly only when you need their attention and have to call to action. It's important to be selective about this link you add as they are least effective in promoting engagement. To us out there, stop posting a bunch of links, I would say, except when it's important that you post a link to bring out the point in which you're talking about. If you're only on Facebook because you want to sell something, I'm not sure any social network will really work for you. Facebook allows us to know our partners better. Today's partners are our clients, customers, and readers. It is because of them we are in business, and by treating them with regard and respect, I think we'll be in business longer. Of course, social networking is a business investment, so you should totally promote your company book, product, just mix it up. All right. What have you found to be effective in encouraging engagement on Facebook? That is the question for us tonight. Are you on Facebook? Are you on Facebook? All right. Radio call-in number to talk to the hosts.
All right. Radio number to call in is 619-639-4634. If you are listening to us anywhere here in Monroe County, Monroe, Thomas Bryan, Peterman, anywhere, not necessarily local, but anywhere in the world at all, if you're listening and you want to talk about Facebook, what about Facebook? Why are you on Facebook? Are you on Facebook right now? I'm on Facebook right now. And we are going to be talking about Facebook and what it's all about. And we're going to be giving you some information from the Goodwill Community Foundations Incorporated Learning Place. And we're going to be talking about the most popular social media out there today, and it's called Facebook. There are a lot of people on Facebook. All kinds of people are on Facebook. Churches, pastors, artists, just it's a powerful social media source that has come about in the last several years or so. Started by Zucker, and it is powerful now. This program here, it comes to you every night from 10 p.m. to 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. From 231 6th Avenue in the big city of Beatrice, as they say, down south here in Beatrice, Alabama. We play good gospel music, too. We have been playing the Gospel Imperial, Pastor Tony Ward. Some of the music coming up later on tonight is going to be Bishop Carlton Pearson from the AZUSA Praise CD. I love that CD. I'm on Facebook as well. Let's see here. I have been on Facebook for quite a while. Our website for listening to tonight's broadcast is http://tobtr.com/s. The program number is 660-6881. About Facebook, 101 News. We're going to be talking about that. That's coming from www. Goodwill, Free Learning Organization, Learning Information. The Facebook page celebrates how friends and inspire us, support us, and help us discover the world where we are connected. And the mission, founded in 2004, Facebook mission is to give people the power to share and make the world more open and connected. People use Facebook to stay connected with friends and family, to discover what's going on in the world, and to share and express what matters to them. Social media competition. It is fierce there on Facebook. I just talked to Ms. Debbie Booker tonight in regards to a fundraiser that we're going to be having for the Men's Day program coming up on the fourth Sunday in July. It's going to be the a good sale of fish, and the men's at Antioch number 1 will be selling plates again this coming Saturday. That's the 28th now, this time from the Fellowship Hall kitchen at the church. And on County Road 42, they will be delivering as well. We will be delivering. I will be right there as well. To place your order, you can call 789-2424. You can call me at 789-2424 or Mary B. Howard at 789-2424 or 564-2463 at Brother Dealey. He is the chef or the one of the finest cooks. He can do some cooking at Brother Dealey, David Richardson. And you can get your Saturday lunch or dinner. Place will be available from 10 a.m. until sold out. Reverend William Law is our pastor. And some contact people that we want to sing a lot. Brother John Daly, he works on off-road trucking. And My sister was in there, Carter, Consuela, Deidre Wiggins, Lenora Williams, Tony, Betty Madison, Betty Watson, Freddie Hollins, yours truly. We want you all to buy some plates from Saturday. Support the men ministry. Attention, get your Saturday lunch and dinner at the Antioch Memorial Baptist Church, Fellowship Hall, County Road 42, Tunnel Springs, Alabama, Saturday, June the 28th, 10 a.m. until all is gone. Dine in or carry out. The menu, fish filet, baked beans, coleslaw, bread, cake, $7. Also going to be some ribs around there, too. Soda and water be about $1. Guess what? We'll deliver it right to your door. All you do is call us. It's 801-789-2424. Or you can call Brother D at 564-2463. Sponsored by the Men of Antioch, number one. Raising money for Men's Day. Got to do it. We got to do it. We got to do it. No other way. You get out there and you labor. You have to. You ask for donations. You do what it is to raise money for the church. Now, some people say you don't raise money for the church. You give through your tithes and offering. That's good, too. But there is the grounds in the Bible for fundraising for worthy cause. We're going to go play a commercial here for you right quick. And it's James Auto Touring out there on the Highway 84. Auto Touring, James Auto Collision and Touring Services. Henry Snell, he's the man. He will fix you up and get you back on the road. You're listening to House of Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Coming to you from 231 6th Avenue. For all of you that are listening, if you want to call in tonight, talk about Facebook, good, bad, or ugly. And Facebook's all of those things. 713-955-0464. Let us go to the throne. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Stay with us tonight. Good program lined up for you. Good gospel music coming up as well. We're going to be talking about Facebook, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Some good things about Facebook, some bad things about Facebook. It is a media source that human beings use, and anything that human beings are involved in, that would be good, bad, and ugly in it. But we are human beings. Some of us just do not know how to do right. Some of us don't know how to treat people right. And that's on Facebook. That's anywhere you meet another human being. Anyway, stay with us on House of Redemption Gospel Blog Talk Radio.
James Auto Toy and Collision Man Body Shop, located at 3158 Highway 84 West, Monroeville, Alabama. James Auto Collision Toy and Body Shop for bent, scrapers, bent, scratches, and all that happens to your vehicle. Get in touch with James Auto Toy and Body Shop, located at 3158 Highway 84 West, Monroeville, Alabama. Telephone number 251-575-2132. 24-hour record service will get you fixed up and back on the road and looking good. James Auto Tow and Collision and Body Shop. 3158 Highway 84 West, Monroeville, Alabama. Telephone number 251-575-2132. 24-hour service. Get you back on the road and looking good. James Auto Toy and Collision Man Body Shop, located at 3158 Highway 84 West, Monroeville, Alabama. James Auto Collision Toy and Body Shop for bent, scrapers, bent, scratches, and all that happens to your vehicle. Get in touch with James Auto Toy and Body Shop, located at 3158 Highway 84 West, Monroeville, Alabama. Telephone number 251-575-2132. 24-hour record service will get you fixed up and back on the road and looking good. James Auto Tow and Collision and Body Shop. 3158 Highway 84 West, Monroeville, Alabama. Telephone number 251-575-2132. 24-hour service. Get you back on the road and looking good.
Just for a minute here. We want to thank the people that are allowing us to impart information from their website. That's one thing you need to do if you're on the internet. You need to acknowledge who you're getting the information from. Okay, one of them is about Facebook, 101 Facebook News. That's from, as we said earlier, the Goodwill Community Learning Place, where you have information and tutoring service about anything that is that you want to learn about. Free online learning. It's the Goodwill Community Foundation Incorporated, and it's a powerful place. Features most popular items on there. It's about Facebook. Free grammar sources update on Decimal Tutor. Free ebook resources, news access videos, updated percent tutor. Tips for great PowerPoint presentations. All kinds of information. New grammar lessons. All kinds of good information on here. From math to reading, everyday life, work and career, technology, Microsoft Office, GCF Lab, Mobile Lab, all kinds of topics. And you can go there to this website, which is www.gcflean.org. In other words, you do not have to be, you know what I mean, you can learn anything you want to. And this site here will help you learn anything that you want to learn, from reading to technology to math, Microsoft Office, as we said, work and career, everyday life, all topics are covered. You can have your own private tutor to teach you anything that you want to know. God is actually good and makes available for you. Anyway, let's talk about the big Facebook. Most popular thing on Facebook is Facebook 101. Facebook 101. That's what we're going to be talking about tonight, Facebook 101. What do you really know about Facebook? This tool was created to get you up to speed on how to create, use, maintain the Facebook page of your own, including understanding the complex Facebook privacy policies and settings. This is good information here now. I'm going to tell you now, you need to just type in Facebook 101. Just type in Facebook 101. Okay? Facebook 101. Okay? Let's see. Let's get started. What is Facebook? Now, what is Facebook? Why are you on Facebook? Anyway, what you doing on Facebook? You're some of us on Facebook right now. I'm on Facebook right now myself. I'm going to make a post here, and I'm going to ask some people to call us. I want to ask them to call us and talk about Facebook. If you got the courage to do that, pick that phone up and call me. Or you can inbox me, and I will call you. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. About on Facebook. I need somebody to call me now. I'm going to be out of Torrance Springs somewhere now. But anyway, if they don't call me, I'll talk to myself. That's good, too. Anyway, let me post something. We are talking about Facebook is what we're talking about. You know, I need a few calls. If somebody give me a call. I'm off on Facebook right now, and I'll be right back at the studio in a minute. We're talking about Facebook. I'm going to give you the link. If you want to click on it, you can. And then we can talk. We are talking about Facebook at this link right here. And let's go ahead and post it right quick. We're talking about Facebook. Hospital Gospel Online Radio. Bringing families and community together. We are discussing gospel music. That's where we are. You can click on that link, and you will find us running our mouth right now, talking about Facebook are you on Facebook and what's your reason for being on Facebook? Call me. Talk to me about it. Tell me why you're on Facebook. What do you find interesting about Facebook? The good, the bad, the ugly about it. What about it, Facebook? What is Facebook? Facebook is, because first is Facebook is social networking website that makes it easy for you to connect and share with your friends online. Originally designed for college students, Facebook was created in 2004 by Mark Zuckerberg, while at Harvard University. By 2006, anyone over the age of 13 with a valid email address could join today. Facebook is the world's largest social network with more than 1 billion users worldwide. Facebook is a social networking website that makes it easy for you to connect and share with your friends online. Originally designed for college students, Facebook was created in 2004 by Mark Zuckerberg, who was enrolled at Harvard. By 2006, anyone with the age of 13 with a valid email address could be on Facebook. Today, Facebook is the world's largest social network and more than 1 billion users. Powerful stuff there. Why use Facebook? Have you ever wondered why people like using Facebook? After all, there are really lots of other ways to communicate online, such as email, instant messages, and so on. What makes Facebook unique is the connection and share with the people you care about at the same time. You can connect with the unique ability to connect and share at the same time. Interesting, isn't it? For many, having a Facebook account is now an expected part of being online, much like having your own address. How about that? Much like having your own email, address. And since Facebook is so popular, other websites that work to integrate Facebook. Adrian is messaging me about for baseball game. Let's see what the scores. My grandson, TJ, is playing tonight. Let's see what the word is for the game. Let's see here now. What is the score? Come on. They 16-2, so their season is over. Ooh. TJ is upset because he won't be playing with his friend next year. They lost. They were 16-2. They won 16 games and lost 2. Okay. Let me type in and talk to Asia in a minute here. T-H-E. The record is 16-2. Oh, that's great. Win 16 and lose 2. And those two games were in this playoff, I imagine, that they're in right now. That's a great season, TJ. Okay. Life is tough. Young kid playing baseball, my grandson. One day, God willing, you will hear more of him because he's a powerful young man playing baseball. Whew. Oh, man. That's Well, I was thinking that the record was 16-2, but that score was 16-2. Oh, that means the wheels really come off. Wheels really come off. But God is good. And that CJ will bounce back. You know, we will always remember this. A question in regards to our house. Okay, we are going to go back to our studio just for a moment, and we're going to play some music for you, and we will be back in a few minutes. Stay with me. Just continue your house a bit.
And you know what it does? It works on the outside. And oh, what a change in my life. Hey. Came into my heart. there's anybody here that don't know Jesus, you need to meet him. Your life will never be the same. When Jesus comes in, a new life begins. Hey, hey, hey. Come on and tell somebody it's all right now. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right now. I was a lost and lonely soul, didn't know who I was, where I wanted to go. I felt an emptiness inside of me, I could never seem to feel. There was a longing in my heart that the world just couldn't heal. Oh, but it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. knocking at my door. When my heart I opened, I knew it was the Lord. He told me that he loved me. He gave me peace within. He forgave my transgression, and then he cleansed my heart from sin. Oh, and it's all right. It's all right.
It's all right now. Hallelujah. All right. It's all right now. That was Bishop Patterson. He's no longer with us, but the powerful singing is still here. Bishop Gilbert Patterson. It's all right now. Okay, let's get back to our Facebook. What about Facebook? What can you do with Facebook? Updates and updates and posts from your friends. Or you can share photographs and videos with friends. Or share information on your profile page. Or invite friends to join groups and events. Or chat with available friends. So many things that you can do on Facebook. Play games, use applications, or connect with businesses and celebrities. Use social plugins across the web, all kinds of things. Facebook, LinkedIn, all kinds of things. You connect your account with other sites. That's interesting. I always found that to be interesting to say, like when I get ready to go on the radio, I can click on and connect to the radio station by logging on to Facebook, and it'll connect me with it. Great information here from the Goodwill Community Foundation Incorporated on Facebook. You can, they can teach you any number of things. They can teach you any number of things. All right. Let's see what's next here on about Facebook. Facebook 101. Facebook 101, what is Facebook? We already covered that. It's a social networking website. A social networking website. All right. How do you, what about Facebook news? Is any news out there that would be important to you on Facebook? What Facebook news? How about Facebook news? Let's look at some of the Facebook news. We're collecting the most recent important data updates on Facebook below. Whether you hear upcoming changes, you'll find more information about them here. Keep in mind now that Facebook tends to roll out the changes slowly, so you won't always see these updates right away. It's important to note that most features are introduced on the desktop version before they're added to mobile versions of Facebook. Okay. May of 2014. Some updates. Update default audience selector. In the past, when they joined Facebook, the audience selector set to public by default. If you do not change the setting, anyone with a Facebook account will see your posts. Now the audience selector is set to friends by default, which means only people that are your friends can see your Facebook post. That's a good way of clearing out who do you want to see your post that you put on Facebook. Here's the thing about Facebook. Now, if you're really a private person, I can say Facebook is not a place for you. Because anybody that's, say, is your friend can see whatever you post on your your Facebook page if you choose that friend setting, that is default setting. Okay, you can update application settings for some websites that use the Facebook platform. You'll now have the option to sign in using your Facebook account anonymously. That means that these sites won't be able to find information from your Facebook account, such as your age, gender, interests, Facebook habits, whatever, you know. Application setting pages make it easy to manage your connection page. Interesting information. Facebook has also updated the application setting page to make it easier to manage your connected accounts. Other changes. Facebook has made a few other minor updates as well. It's easy to use to control who you share with. For more information, the article making it easy to share with who you want. Let's check that out. Making it easy to share with who, whatever you want. Making it easy to share with who you want. With who you want. A lot of times you don't want to share stuff with everybody, do you? People new to Facebook now starts with friends, audience, for posts, introducing a new expanded privacy checkout for people already on Facebook. On Facebook, you can share whatever you want with whomever you want, from one-to-one conversation to friends or to everyone. While some people want to post to everyone, others have told us that they are most comfortable sharing with a smaller group, just like their friends. We recognize that it's much worse for someone to accidentally share with everyone than they actually meant to share just with friends compared with the reverse. You have a choice. You got a way of looking at that. You can share with whoever exactly you want to. So going forward, when new people join Facebook, the default audience on that first would be set to friends. Previously, for most people, it was set to public. Public means, you know what that means, right? Public means everybody sees it. The public. You know what that means? Anybody can see whatever you want to see. Whatever that you put up there will see it. But if you set your default settings to a friend, that means only the persons that are friends with you will see your posts. Interesting. First-time posters will also see a reminder to choose an audience for their first post. If they don't make a choice, it will be set to friend. People can change who they are posting to at any time and can also change the privacy of their past post too. Okay. You go to the page where it says it's welcome, news feed, messages, events, friends, close friends, acquaintance. You choose who you want. And click over that where it says update. Update your status. Okay. Adrian just messaged me. Let's see what Adrian's talking about. Let's get back to her. We are on the House of Black Gospel Blog Talk Radio, coming to you from 231 6th Avenue here in Beatrix, Alabama. We are talking about Facebook. Talking about Facebook. All right. I'm talking to my daughter-in-law in regards to TJ, a quality baseball player, young man. But the political games that they play with for picking the All-Stars has been at fault for years because they pick favoritism, not quality players. You need to surround, put a team together that has quality players. All right. Okay. Let me tell her thank you. Thank you for the update. Okay. Let's get back to making it easier to share. Making it easier to share what you do on Facebook. You can pick and choose who you want to share, whatever you want to share on Facebook. Okay. All right. More good information. More good information here on about Facebook. Let's go back one more page and look at some more things. Getting started with Facebook, understanding privacy, understanding Facebook privacy, adjusting your privacy setting, sharing on Facebook, chats and messages, adjusting your account setting, Facebook text, deactivating your Facebook account, managing your news feed, using lists to manage sharing, creating a Facebook page, and the quiz. Let's go to the quiz page and see how much you know about Facebook. You're on Facebook, right? Are you on Facebook? Okay, questions 1 of 8. Here's some questions for you on Facebook. Sharing things on Facebook. Then a traditional communication tool is, then a traditional communication tool such as email and instant messages. Sharing things on Facebook is more public, or is it more private, or more secure? I don't believe it's more secure. Which one do you think is the answer? Which one do you think is the answer? All right. Okay. Interesting indeed. Stories from your friends, your private message, your friends request, chat. The news is where, this is the next question. The news feed is where you will see updates and stories from your friends, private message, friends request, chat history. Updates and stories from your friends. That's what the news feed should show. All right. Okay. Let's go to the third question. By default, the things you share on Facebook are shared with friends of friends, friends only. Everyone on Facebook, including people who aren't your friends, only you. Friends only. Friends only. Okay. Because before they used the default setting was public, but the default setting now is if you don't choose one, will be just friends. True or false, when you share something on a friend's timeline, only that friend can see it. True or false? I would like to think that it's false. We'll soon find out, though. If you share something on a friend's timeline, because there's a way that you can type in a person's name and their timeline will show up, some information on their timeline. I can type in James Black or whatever person I want to type in, and their timeline will show up. Not everything on their timeline, but sometimes they say you have to be a friend to see more, but something will show up on that timeline. Okay, when you set a private level in the audience sector, it will change your privacy setting for, let's see, only that post, past posts, all future posts, photos only. I believe for all future posts. Okay. We're going to find out the answers to these in a minute. When you post a status update, it will appear on your timeline and your friend's news feed. Only on your timeline, only on your friend's news feed, in your inbox. On your timeline and your friend's news feed, that's where that'll appear. Okay. We're going to find out how many of these answers we got right in a minute. All right. When you like a Facebook page for a company or an organization, you also posting that information on your timeline, subscribe to receiving updates from that page in the news feed, signing up for an email newsletter from that page. A, B, C, but not C. A and B. A and B, but not C. Okay. Number 8 question. Unlike other things you share on Facebook, chat and messages are more public, social, technical, or private. 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 Let's check private. Okay. All right. Let's get down answers now. Let's go back and see how we did with these answers, with these questions. Quiz results. My score was 75. Okay. Sharing things on Facebook is is the correct answer is more public. Incorrect. I had my answer is more private. Okay, it's not public. It's not private. It's public. That's what Facebook is. Okay, the news feed is where you see. My answer was correct. Updates and stories from your friends. That's correct. By default, the things you share on Facebook. Okay. Let's go down here. Okay. Let's see what that answer that I had was incorrect. Friend zone is incorrect. Everyone on Facebook, including people you aren't friends, will see that. By default, the things you share on Facebook are shared with friends only. That's the incorrect answer. Correct answer is everyone on Facebook, including people who aren't your friend.
Ooh.
Okay. Okay. Let's look at the next one here. True or false? When you share something on a friend's timeline, only that friend see that. That's false. The answer just the one we just after saying corrected that. So that answer, that's the answer. Follow. Let's look at another answer. When you set a private level and the audience selected, it will change your private setting in advance. That's true. All future posts. And then, okay. Let's look at question number six. When you post a status update, it will appear on your timeline and your friend's news feed. Okay, that's correct. Got that one right. Let's look at another one. When you like a Facebook page for a company or organization, you also did A, B, and C. Correct, right? When you like a Facebook page for a company or organization, you also, the answer is A and B. All right. Unlike other things you share on Facebook, chat messages are more private. That's correct. All right. All right. I made 75. Score was 75. All right. I had, how many did I get? I got 1, 2, 3. How many did I get right? Okay. 5, 6. Got 6 out of 8, I believe. That's one wrong. That was correct. Got 2 wrong. Got 2 out of 8. Had 6 of them right. Okay. We want you to go to this website here. We want you to go to this website. www.goodwillcommunityfoundation.inc and log on to that website. And it's the gcflearnfree.org. www.gcflearnfree.org. In other words, you can learn anything you need to learn. So for navigating around the website, you can learn it. Okay, let's go back to our studio, and we're going to go down to a pre-recorded information about Facebook, and we hope that you will enjoy it for the rest of the night. It runs about an hour. I believe it runs about... probably an hour and 46 minutes. We got about an hour of time left now. Facebook Media is updated today, June 24, 2014, and it runs 46 minutes. An hour and 46 minutes. It would pass. It will go past. We have an hour and of screening live time. Yeah. So stay with us here on House of Blessing Gospel Blog Talk Radio. We're talking about Facebook. What is Facebook? Are you on Facebook? Some of you are on Facebook right now as I'm sitting here talking. But we didn't get any calls. But we still gave you some great information about Facebook. And we hope you will go to the website, Facebook 101. All right. Stay with us as we continue here on House of Living Gospel Blog Talk Radio. We're going to be talking about Facebook. Facebook.
Welcome to our place. We call it housey. We call it housey. Housey production gospel is on the air. We play all styles of music right here for you. Interviews, blast talk, we talk about anything that affects the human being. Right here on Housey Production Gospel. Give us a call. We will talk about whatever is on your mind. Special guests, special time, CD release, whatever you have, we will be right here for you on Housey Production Gospel. Housey Production Gospel.
Continuing our third day of this series, dealing with Facebook media. You know, Facebook media is something else, isn't it? Okay, let's go to the information in regards to 8 ways. Now, this is from gospelsource.com. We want to appreciate them for allowing us the opportunity to impart this information from you. This comes from their website, and you can find their website at www.thegospelsource.com. Great information there, powerful information, just like this information that we're about to impart to you now. So stay with us here at House of Redemption Gospel Blog Talk Radio as we continue on House of Redemption Gospel Blog Talk Radio, where we come on every night from 10 p.m. to 12 p.m. Central Standard Time, 11 p.m. to 1 p.m. on the East Coast, New York City, 9 p.m. to 11 as Midwest. That's places like Colorado and places like that. Then you go out to the Pacific area, which is California. We'll come on 8 to 10 p.m. And now you can call in. If you want to call in as a guest and talk to us here, you can call us at 713-955-0464. There is another old number that you can call as well, which is 1-619-639-4634. Or you can call 347-247-202-0317. I want to say we do not get very many calls. Perhaps there's a reason for that. Maybe nobody is listening. But anyway, now that's very true indeed. But God has a time. God knows what he's doing. If you want somebody to call in, they'll be calling. Perhaps they don't like what we got to say. Anyway, you can call it. You can talk and talk to them. The old number is 1-619-639-4634 or 713-955-0464 or 347-202-317. Let's get to it here on House of Redemption Gospel Blog Talk Radio. All right, let's get right to it. 8 ways to increase engagement on Facebook. 8 ways to increase engagement on Facebook. We want to thank thegospelsource.com for this information. It's more than entertainment, and that is so true about Facebook and what's taking place there. Some good information rolling across the marquee here on The Gospel Source. If you want to check out The Gospel Source, just go to www.thegospelsource.com. We thank them for this information here that we're about to impart to you on House of Redemption Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Let's take a look at what they are saying. There are a number of reasons individual artists and businesses might wish to use Facebook to build an audience, whether it's to boast social popularity or to promote a business or band. Taking some basic steps can significantly help increase visibility on Facebook, according to the Huffington Post. Engaging people on social media websites such as Facebook can help you drive web traffic to your website and build your reputation within the online community. As of January 2013, Facebook has 1 billion users. 219 billion photos have been uploaded, and there have been 140.3 billion friends connection. The average age of a user is 22 years old. Clearly, Facebook is not going anywhere, and although my teens hardly use it anymore, many of us visit the site daily. And I like to inject here, I do also, and I'm on it every day. In fact, I'm on it right now. From a business purpose, engagement is more important than fans. You can have 1,000 fans, but if only 2 people are interested with are interacting with you, very few people will see your post on their feed. Take a look at the number of fans you have on your Facebook business page. Now note how many people are talking about this. Your goal should be to increase the talking about number. Okay. It goes on to say, last year Facebook introduced EdgeRank, also known as Newsfeed. Allegorism or why you see what you see on your news feed. It is important to understand how it works because it makes an impact on how many people see your page. Brittany Botti, a social media marketing professional, explains it simply. The more your fans like, comment, share, or click through on your post, the more often they will see your post in their feeds. How about that? Have you noticed you tend to see posts from the same people in your news feed? It's probably the people you interact with most. For your business's page to show up in more people's feed, you should improve the engagement by mixing up your posts. All right, now, here are the eight items that we were talking about before. Eight items, eight ways to increase engagement on Facebook. You are on Facebook now, choir, church, pastor, group, singer, artist, whoever you are. You are on there, so it's best to maximize your effort while you're there. Here are a few ideas for increasing engagement. According to a study by Social Code, the best time to post on Facebook is after 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. What is the best time to post? After 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Number two, ask questions. Find out more about your fans. Ask questions. Find out more about your fans. Number three, post photos. It is the most popular type post. Number four, use quotes from books you love. Change the cover photo regularly. It's more fun and keeps people engaged. Graphics from Pinterest. Just make sure you give credit to the creditor. That's what we do here. Post short thoughts or comments. Posts that are 5 to 10 words perform best. Number one now. We're going to do the last one first, then we'll go back to number one. I hear fill in the blank gets lots of engagement. I have not tried it myself yet, but seems like fun. Let's go back to the very first one. According to the study now by Social Code, the best time to post on Facebook is after 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Remember that. Okay. As we go down and close out the article, we're going to go back with some good music for you as well. The most popular type of post is text only, short, funny thoughts one. The least popular updates with links and add links sparingly, only when you need their attention Only when you need their attention or have to call to action. It's important to be selective about this link as you added that they are at least effective in promoting engagement. This is very important. Listen now. The most important type of post is text only, short, funny, thoughtful ones. The least popular are updates with links. That's my downfall. I post a lot of links. As a link sparingly only when you need their attention and have to call to action. It's important to be selective about this link you add as they are least effective in promoting engagement. To us out there, stop posting a bunch of links, I would say, except when it's important that you post a link to bring out the point in which you're talking about. If you're only on Facebook because you want to sell something, I'm not sure any social network will really work for you. Facebook allows us to know our partners better. Today's partners are our clients, customers, and readers. It is because of them we are in business, and by treating them with regard and respect, I think we'll be in business longer. Of course, social networking is a business investment, so you should totally promote your company, book, product. Just mix it up. All right. What have you found to be effective in encouraging engagement on Facebook? That is the question for us tonight. Are you on Facebook? Are you on Facebook? All right, radio call-in number to talk to the hosts. Let's see here, numbers for you to talk to yours truly, Freddie C. Howard, the host of House of Duncastle Block Talk Radio. One of those old numbers is 1-619. You can still call that number, 619-639-4634. Or you can call 713-955-0464. Or you can call 347-202-0317 here on House of Good and Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Our special music tonight on Facebook Media, Darryl Coley, he's on Facebook. Bishop Carlton is on Facebook. Bishop Carlton Pearson presents AZUSA. Praise CD. This is a powerful CD here now. I'm going to tell you something. I love all of this music here. It starts out with the invocation, then Jubilee. Then it comes back with Come into this house. Oh, man. Praise the Lord with me. I'm on and praise the Lord with me. Oh, man, it's good stuff. Mighty God, we declare your glory. Oh, the glory of his presence. All the way. Oh, isn't that a beautiful song? Forever you are my king. Reign on my field. Worship melody. Fill my cup, Lord. Fill this place. Wonderful. Communion. You are the Lord. Holy, holy, holy. To him who sits on the throne, the presence of the Lord in this place, and it closes out with Jubilee. We're going to play it in its entirety, and we hope you enjoy it here on House Evil Done Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Go out and buy Bishop Carlton's Pearson's Presents AZUSA. It's been out for a long time. I consider it to be one of the best CDs he's ever done. That's why I have it in our inventory of gospel music. We think at the time it was Atlantic Records, I believe, at the time that sent this out to us. We have a great deal of music in our inventory from the old days where the company was used to just send it out. This was Atlantic Records Corporation, 1200 Avenue of the Americas, New York, New York. Time Warner Company. Yeah. They sent this out to us years ago. And for that, we are thankful. Let's get to Bishop Carlton Pearson and the AZUSA CD in its entirety here on House Evil Done Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Give us a call sometime. Let's talk on House Evil Done Gospel Blog Talk Radio.
For the sweet fragrance of faith that we feel in the house now. That this building is charged with faith. Faith to move every mountain. Faith that dispels fear. Superimposes itself over its reverse, which is fear. Thank you that you have supernaturally emptied our hearts of all fear. And fill them up with the God kind of faith. Not just faith in God, but the faith of God. Thank you that demons are trembling. That cancers and tumors and cysts have to disappear. That deliverance has come to this house and all of our homes. Thank you that our families are delivered. Our money is returned. Our households are set in order. This is our millennium and this is our jubilee. We give you praise. You have rebuked the devourer for our sake. You have cast the devils out of our minds. You've anointed us to say yes to the counsel of your will. Your power prevails. Continue to minister deliverance to this house. Each one watching, listening, hearing, feeling. Pity the groans of your little ones everywhere. And bring deliverance to all. We magnify your name. The name of Jesus. Everybody say hallelujah. Come on, say it again, hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Thank you and be seated.
Oh, Come on and praise the Lord with me.
He's a mighty God. Look at somebody and say, His glory is going to be seen through you, in you, for you. And so we're going to declare the glory of the Lord. say hallelujah. Come on, say hallelujah. Come on, say hallelujah. Just lift your hands in his presence. Oh, come on. The glory shall be revealed in us, for us, through us. And for that, we're going to tell God how much we love him. That we really, really, really love him. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, lift those hands up. Worship him. Worship him. Thank you, Jesus.
And all the glory.
And tell somebody, I'm going all the way. Woo! The presence of God is in this place tonight.
I'm going. In this place tonight, we are expecting the awesome power of the Holy Ghost to touch each and every person that's in this room. Reach over and tell somebody that the Holy Ghost is here for you tonight. And all you have to do is receive. Tell them all you have to do is receive. Hallelujah. How many love Him with all your heart? There's a little song that says this to the Lord. I love you forever. Help me. With all my heart. Sing it with me. If you love Him, come on, let's sing that. I love you.
I love you forever with all my heart.
I love you. My shelter. I sense that we are entering for the next few moments a time of worship in His presence. And I really believe, as we've already sung tonight, that the Holy Ghost is going to rain on us. How many want the Lord to rain on you?
Rain on my Holy Spirit. Is that what you want tonight? Holy Spirit. Rain on my fears. What I asked him one morning at 4:30. I said, rain on my field. No one was around. Just me and Daddy God. Had something on my heart. I said, Holy Spirit, Melissa needs rain on my feet. Come on, help me sing it. We'll be right back.
my cup low. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven,
hallelujah.
Feed me till I want no more. Here's my cup, fill it up and make me whole. How many have that prayer tonight? Fill my cup. Come on, lift it up to him. I lift it up. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven. Bread of heaven. Lift your hands to him. And I just want you to just begin, if you would, give him your personal worship right now. Begin to kiss his face. We'll love you, Lord. Let Jesus fill. Let Jesus fill. Let Jesus fill
this place.
This place. Let Jesus fill. Let Jesus fill. Let Jesus fill this place.
Come on, let's say it together. Let Jesus fill.
Let Jesus fill. Let Jesus fill.
Tell I want to fall.
Praise. If you know he's wonderful, come on, give him praise, give him praise. Communion, sweet communion, the fellowship with you is what we long to do. Communion, holy communion, Lord, we long to commune with you. If that's your prayer, come on, let's sing it together. Communion.
Let's stand in his honor tonight, everybody that can get on your feet. To him who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. To the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, we bless him tonight. Everybody lift your hands just for a moment, come on. Let's lift it up to him right now.
To him who sits on the throne
and unto the Lamb.
Clap your hands, all you people, and shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph.
Hallelujah!
So we ought to tell him, yeah. And you ought to tell God. You ought to tell the Lord Jesus, yeah.
Yeah. your voice.
Lift up your voice.
Dance in the spirit.
Dance in the spirit.
Shout to the Lord.
Shout to the Lord.
We are his people.
We are his people.
We've been restored.
We've been restored.
Celebrate.
Celebrate your freedom.
Come on, y'all.
Celebrate your joy. Lift up your hands.
Lift up your voice.
Lift up your voice.
Yeah.
Just as we began to land, I said these words. You've stayed incident and accident, hurt, harm, and danger. Lord, you brought me over, past and through. And no less than before, you did it once more. Master, you did it again. And I began to think how many times I've blown it, and how through my own ignorance and sometimes disobedience, I could have been and maybe should have been destroyed, but through all my faults and failures, hang-ups and mess-ups, I could have been destroyed, but for you, Lord, but no lesson before, you had mercy once more, Lord, you did again.
You
sent from above. Some of us are seeking role models and seeking them in all the wrong places, trying to do all the wrong things. But I suggest to you today that you find yourself a role model like mine. Listen. I'm not trying to be like any other woman, 'cause I know there ain't nothing she can do for me.